Hey guys, and welcome back to a new episode of Beyond the Bus with your host, John Eric. Today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, which is science skepticism, and specifically how the movie Don't Look Up portrays this topic. Don't Look Up is a movie directed by Adam McKay and was released in 2021. The movie tells a story where a comet is headed towards Earth and shows kind of how different parts of society react to this news. And today in the studio, I have with me a few guests who come from different backgrounds and who I hope will give a few different perspectives to this discussion. Firstly, I have with me climate activist Alexandra Johnson, who has a PhD in environmental science and is a professor at Harvard University. Hello.
Hi.
And secondly, I have Lily Jensen, a news anchor for Good Morning America. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's nice to be here.
Good. And lastly, I have with me science skeptic and self-proclaimed conspiracy theorist Morten Ottersen, who is also a leading member of the Skeptic Society. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. I'm excited.
Very good. Okay, so I should just maybe then start on my first question. So my first question today is about how this movie portrays science skepticism. And you, Alexandra, who has worked in the science field for many decades, has a lot of experience with this issue. So I would like to ask you if you feel that this movie does a good job at accurately representing the science skepticism that you and your colleagues experience in real life. And if so, why?
So I don't think the movie represents this entirely accurate, but it does illustrate how scientists can experience skepticism towards science today. Because the movie uses Saturn exaggeration to emphasize these issues. And it also uses satire to highlight how society, media, and politicians often can ignore or downplay scientific warnings, even though we experts present urgent and clear evidence, much like what happens in the real world, which is the climate crisis. We double check our researchers and our results and check if it's right to actually share true information to the world.
So you are skeptic towards your homework and your results?
Yes, we are always skeptical when we review our research results. Mm-hmm. And skepticism helps us to stay objective when we do research, and it makes us check claims, both our own and others, to check if we have enough evidence to support the research. The movie Don't Look Up was released in 2021, and this was during a very troubling time, which was the COVID-19 pandemic, and where there was a lot of scientific skepticism directed at the virus and how it would affect the world. But we did come up with different solutions, such as the COVID-19 vaccine.
Wow. Well, I think everyone who's not a scientist is very relieved to hear that you are skeptic of your own research.
So my second question is about the media in this film. And obviously, both in this movie and in the real world, the media branch often gets criticized for focusing too much on superficial news instead of real issues, and therefore contribute to science skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Lily, obviously work as a news anchor for Good Morning America.
Yes.
Do you feel like this critique is justified, or does the film give an unrealistic view of the media plan?
This film very cleverly brings up an important conversation about how the media branch handles science and global crises. And in the movie, the media is portrayed like only caring about superficial news and keeping it light, which was a quote from the news reporter in the film. And this is one example of how the movie is a social commentary, because they over-exaggerate a lot just to get their point across. because in reality, news outlets care about much more than just celebrity gossip and breakups. And we are always working on sort of navigating through the news of the day, because we can't bombard our viewers with sad and tragic news every day. There has to be a balance between scientific facts like the ones that Alexandra comes with and more lighthearted news. But we try to show all different types of news on our channel.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel like there's any truth to the film's portrayal of the media?
Well, there is, of course, some truth to it. We recognize that the media can sometimes lead to an increase in science skepticism, particularly when serious science, like, for example, the reports and the news that Alexandra comes with, get lost in the sea of our feel-good segments or entertainment. But we would never try to actively strengthen science skepticism. We would never want to ignore important facts. We always try to give a good representation of news, but we acknowledge that we have a lot to learn and a long way to go. We constantly need to work on bettering ourselves, especially in such an important matter, because science skepticism is becoming a bigger and bigger threat today.
But you, Morten, who is a self-proclaimed conspiracy theorist, do you feel like this movie kind of puts your community in a bad light and, like, contributes to that, to the generalization that people who don't believe in science or are skeptical are just stupid and uneducated and shouldn't be taken seriously?
Thank you for the question, Jan-Erik. And yes, I do think that this movie puts people who are skeptic to science, and especially my community of conspiracy theorists, in a bad light and furthers the stereotypes that are against us. So my main issue with this movie is how the characters are very, like, generalized and polarized, and the scientists and skeptics are kind of put into completely different boxes. So we have this lack of nuance. It's very unrealistic, and you can see that the scientists are always represented as acting rationally and logically, while the skeptics are throughout the movie portrayed as irrational, very unilateral, and superficial.
So, in the real world, do you feel like you and Alexandra are a lot more alike than the movie shows?
I think it overlaps a lot more, and that a lot of critics are, or skeptics, are also very involved in the scientific world and the scientific work there.
So you would say the movie is maybe a bit over-exaggerating how it really is in the real world?
Yes, I think it's very, like, over-exaggerated, and it lacks a lot of the nuance which you would have in the real world.
Mm. Yes. But do you have any, like, specific examples of events in the movie that misrepresent skeptics?
Yeah, so I think the entire, like, main event of the movie with the comets and the analogy between the comet and the real world misrepresents skeptics a lot. And I think this is because the issue of the comet is very, like, over-exaggerated on purpose, to the point, because of this satirical point. And by being so over-exaggerated, it doesn't really, like, relate to the complexities of, for example, climate change. When the comet had, like, 6 months before it hit and would immediately kill everyone, it doesn't really relate to, you know, how climate change is a lot more spaced out and happens over a longer time and doesn't hit everyone equally and affect the same way.
I think we're nearing the end of this week's podcast. I want to thank you guys again for joining me today. I feel like we managed to have a great discussion and, yes, properly heard each other out. Just to end the podcast, do you have any final notes that you would like to add?
Thank you so much for having us, Jan-Erik, and thank you to both Alexandra and Morten. It was very interesting to discuss this topic with you, and it was very fun to see that a scientist and a skeptic maybe find out that they have a little more in common than they thought.
Yes, it was very nice to see that the media does see scientific research as
something important and that you take this seriously and not like how they did in Don't Look Up, where they just make jokes about it. So that's kind of revealing for us too.
Yes, we absolutely care about the research that you guys do.
It was very nice to be invited here today, because us as conspiracy theorists, our voice often gets suppressed, and I thought that this was very validating for my community. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of Beyond the Bus. This has been your host, John Eric, and I hope to see you in next week's episode. Goodbye.